Wake up, slut. I said, wake up, slut. There you are. Rise and shine. Don't try to resist. Just relax. I'm sure you're still feeling a bit sleepy. You have been out for a while. I said, stop resisting. Come on, pet. It's useless. You won't be able to break free from those chains, and besides, by the time I'm done explaining your situation, I bet you won't want to. What was that you tried to ask around your gag? Who am I? Well, international law does dictate I give you an answer here. I am Commander Shibby, head of the 34th Battalion and chief researcher in our Experimental Weapons Division. That's right. I'm the target your squad was sent to kill. As you can see, that one didn't work out too well for your team. I'd count yourself lucky you survived. There we go. It's all coming back to you now, isn't it? Hacking our encrypted broadcasts, listening in on them to plot our movements, waiting for the opportune time to strike, only to have everything go tits up when you did. The hurried retreat, every man for himself. And yet, in the midst of all that, you managed to get a beat on me. A clean shot on the target you were sent to kill. Standing in the middle of the battlefield, staring at you. Completely vulnerable. And yet you couldn't pull the trigger. And it wasn't that you chose not to. You literally couldn't pull the trigger, could you? Do you remember your finger tensing against that trigger? Wanting to pull it so bad and put an end to this whole damn conflict. But being unable to push past that block in your brain that was telling you not to. The frustration that arose within you as I walked over to you and told you to put the gun down. The humiliation you felt when you did so. And then the darkness that followed after I put you to sleep with a single command. It's all right. The game was rigged from the start. You were never going to be able to take me out. I mean, come on now. Did you seriously think your unit got lucky and just managed to hack our comms? To get unvarnished access to all our movements and battle tactics. Oh, no, sweetie. We leaked our encryption key to you. Not for our real network, of course, but one which would give away just enough to lead you into a trap. Alongside a little something extra. I did mention I was head of the EWD, didn't I? The Experimental Weapons Division? Good. See, back in the lab, we've been working on a lot of different prototypes, which could bring this conflict to an end. But your squad encountered what has to be my absolute favorite. You may not even consider it a weapon. Nothing like the guns and vehicles you're used to. Do you know who said the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting? Sun Tzu, Art of War. I like the quote. Something about it speaks to me, especially as this war drags on and on and on. It's all senseless, really. I mean, the lives lost on both sides when they could be working towards something, serving a greater ideal. Yes, I think there's something to the idea of subduing an enemy without fighting. So that's what we turned our attention to in the EW. We invented a form of radio communication which could convey messages in subsonic, only audible to your unconscious mind. That's what you were listening in on. False communications layered with a powerful hypnotic effect. Telling you not to fight us. To put your weapons down. To join us. That's right. It makes sense now, doesn't it? Why you couldn't shoot me. Because deep down you knew you didn't want to. That you were meant to serve me, not fight me. Of course, that's not all we put in the message. Why would we stop there when we could kill two birds with one stone? The thing is, even if we did get you all to put down your weapons, give up the fight in a day, well, an army is an army. My soldiers still have needs, appetites, cravings. Thankfully, a small extra message added to the others worked perfectly to fix that. Aren't you adorable? Still so confused. Perhaps it's best if I stop talking and show you what I mean. Here you go. Just look in the mirror. And look at you. So beautiful. So pretty. Such a cute little girl. Shh. Don't cry. Don't struggle. What's done is done, baby. Shh. It's okay. I said don't struggle. Stop focusing on your past and start thinking about the future. You may have joined the army to prove yourself a man, but we both know that you failed at that. I've seen your record. Almost washed out of boot camp. Horrific aptitude in almost every test they gave you. I don't know if you know this, but if you look at the comments from the review board on your examinations, they only didn't discharge you because they needed grunts as cannon fodder for our troops. Don't you see? You were meant to die fighting us. But thanks to our new weapon, we've made you into something new. Something better. Look at those beautiful lips. So luscious and full. Oh, that new jawline, so smooth and petite. That's not even mentioning the beautifully trimmed brows or that adorable makeup the others dressed you up in. And we've only shown you the face so far. Let me just tilt the mirror down a bit. And look at that. Such beautiful, shapely breasts with nice, pert nipples. I just want to give them a taste. Oh, they're even better than I imagined. Don't you agree? I asked a question, slut. Don't you agree? Oh, come on. Don't try to deny it. We've just turned you into something better. The you that you were always meant to be. You know it's true. See, there's one other thing I forgot to tell you about our new weapon. You're the only survivor. The only one it worked on. Sure, we had success in our misinformation campaign to lead you into a trap. We even had success making it so some of you lost your nerve and wouldn't fight back in the battle. But you're the only one with 100% success rate who followed my commands and embraced the hidden sissy programming. Now, my colleagues aren't exactly sure why this is the case, but I have a theory. I think that the reason it didn't work on any of the others was because they were too resistant to the message, too devoted to their army's cause, too secure in their masculinity. They believed the propaganda your side was peddling just a bit too much. But you, well, as we've established, you were never really a real man. This is what you always wanted. You were made to be a perfect, pretty sissy. And that's why our weapon worked on you. When it didn't on anybody else. That's why, if I just move the mirror a little bit more, you can see your cute little girl cock straining in its chastity cage. That's right, baby. You didn't think a sissy like you would get to use your cock. Sissies don't fuck. They get fucked like the filthy sluts they are. Besides, you and I both know that your pathetic little pin dick wasn't getting any use before you came to us anyway. At least this way, it has a purpose. Not as the big cocked you hoped it would be, but as a cute petite clitty. A nicely caged girl cock straining against its itty-bitty cage for us to use as we please. This way, you're to be focused, not distracted by worthless diversions like your desperate desire to come. Sissies love to be denied. It turns them on. And you do want to be a good little sissy, don't you? Please, look at how much you're already leaking from that cage. If that isn't a sign that this all turns you on, I don't know what is. The only person you're fooling is yourself. But it's no matter. We'll have you embracing this side of yourself by the time your training is done. That's right. I said training. We have big plans for you. You didn't think we did this just to remove your fighting spirit, did you? It's like I said, my soldiers have needs. And without taking their spoils of war, it can be increasingly difficult to find ways of satisfying them. But if I had a willing army of slutty, sissy soldiers begging to have their holes filled and fucked over and over again until I had nothing but mind-broken, drooling messes, well, that would be a conclusion to this conflict that everybody would be happy with. And you should be honored. Your dirty little mind is the bedrock upon which we will refine our weapon. Your service to us will help us craft the template of how a perfect cum-drunk sissy whore should act. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun training you. You know, I had to fight off a half dozen other researchers eager to get their grubby little hands on you. There isn't a soul in this unit that wouldn't want to be in charge of your training. But lucky you, that job is all mine. Don't pout. Aren't I the kind of girl you used to dream about fucking? Whose breasts you dreamt about tenderly caressing? Whose cunt you hoped you may one day get to lick? I'm practically your dream girl, aren't I? Look at that reluctant little nod. You know it's true. And you can still have all of that. The only difference is, I get to be the top, and you get to be the good little bottom bitch. We both know it's a role that suits you better anyway. Now, your training isn't going to be easy. You can expect lots of long, hard days, and even more long, hard cocks. And you will follow my every instruction, no matter how difficult or painful or frustrating it may seem. Of course, if you do fail to follow my commands, you will be punished severely. Be a good girl and we can show you pleasure you never knew you could have. But be a bad bitch and a mind-broken little pain toy would also have its uses. But it would be such a shame to waste all the effort we put into giving you your perfect body in that way. So, are you going to behave? Oh, good girl. I knew you'd come around. Now, before we free you from those chains and start to test out your abilities, there's one more thing you need. Don't be scared. It's a gift. See, you're our property now. An asset for the army. And we need to make sure that you can't try to escape and that we don't have people thinking that you're a person. No, it needs to be clear that you're our sissy. Of course, the tracking chip we've implanted in you marks you as our property for the databases, but I think you deserve a symbol, a sign of your new lot in life. And that's what this adorable little collar is for. Just look at it. Nice pink leather with a pretty little ring. Imagine a big, strong soldier attaching a leash to that ring and using it to pull you tight against their making you gasp for breath while they take their pleasure from you, before leaving you used up like the discarded cum dumpster you so desperately want to be. That little clitty is soaking just thinking about it. It's a good thing we don't dress you up in your new panties before we woke you. They'd be absolutely ruined by now, wouldn't they? And then we'd have to punish you for being a horny little slut who can't control herself. Now lean forward. Let me place your collar on your neck. Perfect. Now that it's locked nice and tight, you better get used to how it feels, sissy, because that lock doesn't have a key. It's staying there for a good long while. But that shouldn't be a problem anyway. After all, it makes you look so adorable, you'd never even want to take it off, would you? You would like me to take that gag out, though, wouldn't you? Such an eager thing. You know I can't resist sluts like you. All right, but before I remove the gag, I need to make sure you understand a few things. This is not an opportunity for you to speak. When your mouth isn't being filled by cock or cunt or whatever my soldiers make you choke on, you will remain silent unless given permission to speak. If you fail to do so, the gag will go right back in and I'll have to punish you. When you do speak, you will address me and any other females you are serving as mistress. If you are serving men, you might be serving plenty of men. You will refer to them as master. You will not speak back and adopt a suitably submissive posture at all times. Don't worry about what that means for now. I'll be sure to teach you that later. If that is all clear, nod your head. Good girl. Such a quick learner. I don't anticipate we'll be using that brain of yours very often, but it is reassuring to know that it's there when we need it. There you go. That feels good, doesn't it? I bet your mouth is so sore after having that gag in it for so long. But that's right. Just relax for a second. Sit back while I undo the rest of your chains. Make sure you take the opportunity while you can, because that mouth will be filled again shortly. Now, I want you to take it easy when you're free from these chains. You've been asleep for a while now, and you may be a bit unsteady on your feet. That's not to mention the muscle mass you've lost, which I should add just makes your figure look that much more sexy. So, when you're free, you're going to lean on me for support, and I'm going to guide you over to the bed. Once we're there, all you'll need to do is show me how much of a slut you really are. Is that understood? What a sexy, girly voice you have. That surgery and hormones we've given you have really done wonders, haven't they? Now, let's get you over to the bed, shall we? Steady now. There we go. Great job. We'll have you back on your feet by yourself in no time. And then, it'll be high-heel training time. That's right. Before you know it, you'll be walking everywhere in some delightful pumps. Why, some of the soldiers will probably even make you wear them while you're being fucked. They do have a thing for pretty feet and stilettos. But that's in the future. What we need to focus on now is testing out that slutty throat of yours. So I'm just gonna cuff your hands behind your back. Shh, don't resist. I won't be so gentle twice. I know you just got unlocked, but if you disobey me again, I will punish you. Now, hands behind your back. I said hands behind your back, slut! Or do you not understand your position here? You're my fuck toy. You do what I say, and don't concern your silly sissy brain with whether you want it or not. In fact, I was just going to cuff your hands, but now I think you deserve a whole fucking hog tie. Lie down on your chest. Hands and legs up behind your back. Believe me, you don't want to see what a real punishment looks like. See? That wasn't so hard, was it? There we go. You look so perfect like that. A vulnerable little sissy fuck toy. Cuffed and naked on a bed in a dingy warehouse. Just waiting for anybody to come and have their way with you. Unable to do anything to stop them. I can see your clitty already making a mess of the bed sheets. I bet you used to dream that something like this would happen to you. Being taken by a stranger. Somebody strong and powerful who would use you as their fuck doll. Have their way with you, over and over and over and over and over. And now, it's actually happening to you. So come on, sissy. Show me what you can do with that mouth. Lick my cunt. Make me come. If you do a good job, I may even decide to give you a sissygasm. Yes. It got you going, didn't it? Such an enthusiastic little fuck toy. No, enthusiasm doesn't always translate to talent. It's not a race, dear. A fast job isn't a good job. Take it nice and slow. Gentle circles on my clit. Don't try to do too much. Oh, that's better. Oh, yes. You know, you really should be thanking me for this. Not everybody gets a taste of my divine pussy, and I wouldn't normally let a sissy like you eat me out. I'd much rather be the one fucking you. But somebody has to test your skills. Lacking as they may be. Aren't you grateful? I asked you a question, slut. No, don't stop licking to answer. You better get used to talking with a mouthful of cunt. So, slut, tell me how grateful you are. Thank me for making you such a beautiful, slutty sissy. For giving you new purpose as our free use whore. Oh, for letting you taste my divine pussy, even though a silly little bitch like you doesn't deserve it. Thank me for teaching you how to lick cunt so that the other soldiers don't completely fuck you up when you show them your subpar skills. There we go. Oh, you sound so pretty like that. Mouth filled with cunt, desperate for my approval. It's a shame your skills are still so mediocre. Gentle. Focus on the clit. Don't try fucking my holes with your tongue. No, 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 stop. Clearly, you're going to need a lot more training in that regard. Did I ask for an apology? No, so don't apologize. Just do better. Perhaps it's best we tested something else. After all, you're going to be doing a lot more than eating pussy with my troops. We run a diverse squad here, but there are still more cocks than cunts that you'll be servicing. So I'm going to get my strap, and we're going to see how well-trained that mouth of yours is. All right, there we go. Now, slut, I'm expecting big things from you here. Open wide for me. There we go. That's a good little whore. Your mouth is just so fuckable. It doesn't offer any resistance. I can just slide my cock right in, like it belongs there. I suppose in a way it does. You were made to be our fuck toy, to be used and abused like a piece of meat. To be filled in both ends every waking moment and in those brief periods where you're not being fucked. To crave it. To feel incomplete without it. Because you are. Without our purpose, you're aimless. Pathetic. Worthless. But this gives you a reason for being. Forget your pathetic failures as a soldier, as a man. Even your mediocre pussy-licking skills. You can't fail at this. All you need to do is lie there with an empty head and look enticing. A pretty pair of holes to be fucked. You want nothing more than to spend your days choking on one soldier's thick, juicy cock while another one splits your ass wide open. The mere thought of being used as fuck meat for our army, it makes that clitty drip. Oh, fuck, but look at you. That drool dribbling down your lips is so hot. The little gagging sounds you make, which you so desperately try to hide. The way your tears cause your beautiful makeup to slowly run. It's so much fun to ruin sluts like you. I mean, sure, dressing you up nice and pretty is fun, but you know we only do that so we can degrade you. To show the world the slut you really are. Your mouth is already so well trained. I can't wait to see how your ass performs. I wonder, are you capable of having a sissygasm yet? If not, I'm sure you'll learn quite quickly. After the fifth soldier blows their load inside you, I suspect it will be hard not to have one. Just remember, your role here is to serve us, not to steal pleasure of your own. You understand that, right?
I said, do you understand, slut?
Good. Now, I think it's time we let you rest a bit. You've had a long day after all. And there's many long days ahead. So let's just get your nightly conditioning routine set up. Don't look so confused. You thought that just because you're in our clutches now, we'd stop the programming? If anything, it just means we can double down on our messaging. Now, I won't stay until I put this blindfold on you. The isolation should help you focus on the messaging.
And the messaging, well, that's what these headphones are for.
Now, rest tight, sissy. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow. Back to the back
ears. That convey a respectful and submissive attitude. My mouth and ass feel empty if they aren't being filled. I am a sissy slave.
I was made to serve the soldiers of the Empire.
I was a failure. Being a sissy is my true reason for being. I love the cat. I have a pretty coming from people, not for sissies. My holes are not my property. They are free to use for anybody and desires it.
I will not talk back to the back ears that convey a respectful and submissive attitude.
My mouth and ass feel empty if they aren't being filled. I love the slave. I am a sissy slave. I was made to serve the soldiers of the Empire.
Good sissy. Take it in.